The great increase in manufacturing and the great changes in modes of transport led people to crowd together in cities and towns. These inventions made it possible to feed and warm large numbers of persons gathered into small areas. The cities began to grow so fast that people could no longer live near their work or the shops. Lines of stage coaches were established, and the coaches were soon followed by horse cars, which ran on iron tracks laid in the streets. 300. Progress in letters. There was also great progress in learning. The school system was constantly improved. Especially was this the case in the West, where the government devoted 1/36th part of the public lands to education. High schools were founded, and soon normal schools were added to them. Even the colleges awoke from their long sleep. More students went to them, and the methods of teaching were improved. Some slight attention, too, was given to teaching the sciences. In 1828, Noah Webster published the first edition of his great dictionary. Unfortunately, he tried to change the spelling of many words, but in other ways his dictionary was a great improvement. He defined words so that they could now be understood, and he gave the American meaning of many words as Congress. American writers now began to make great reputations. Cooper, Irving, and Bryant were already well known. They were soon joined by a wonderful set of men who speedily made America famous. These were Emerson, Lowell, Longfellow, Holmes, Hawthorne, Prescott, Motley, Bancroft, and Sparks. In science, also men of mark were beginning their labors, as Pierce, Gray, Silliman, and Dana. Louis Agassiz, before long, began his wonderful lectures, which did much to make science popular. In short, Jackson's administration marks the time when American life began to take on its modern form.